section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 13, episode number 15 and number 103 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special people this week. We have the 2006 and the 2011 and 2014 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the 2018 KSL champion, Doug Hahn, and that's it. So let's talk about week 14. So we have Dave Pate over Eric Van Hefty, Aaron over Brian, Dave Nanigate over Kevin Smith, Johnny Oberg over Ty Palmer. So, Doug, what is your game of the week?
Game of the week goes to Hoofter and Pate for that close Monday night desperate win that Pate got.
That was very surprising because I thought Eric won. I was like, oh, Doug, I thought that Dave had no one playing. I should have probably double-checked that, but that is definitely, for me, the game of the week. Aaron, what is your game of the week?
Yeah, without question. And, you know, with such an important game, you know, this is going to be... This will probably go down as one of the biggest playoff games we've ever had, I would say.
0.99 was the difference. That's huge.
Before stack corrections.
We are recording on Tuesday, so hopefully nothing changes, but... If we do, we got to re-record. So, Aaron, who got passworded as tacoed?
You know, I would say Hoofter. Granted, it's a number one versus number eight, right? So Hoofter should have lost that, you know, hands down. However, though, given the fact that going into Monday night, Hoofter was going to win. I mean, Hoofter had that in the bag. And even after the first quarter, he had it in the bag. I mean, Ryan, I think, had an interception at that time. He might have been negative. So it was, Hoofter's going to win this. And then... out of nowhere, Matt Ryan put up some points and just Hoofter, I would say, got password as taco.
All right, Doug.
I agree with what Aaron said, but at the same time, I still think Brian's the one that gets password as taco. And that's just because of the fact that it's a 7 seed versus 2nd seed and 98 points Aaron beat Brian by. 98 points.
Yeah, that's because everyone on Aaron's team decided to show up.
Or that's 2 weeks in a row, though. You know.
Well, yeah, 2 weeks in a row. We'll see what happens this week. So moving on to week 15, we have David Pate versus Aaron Hughes. And Aaron, what is so big about this matchup?
The big thing about this matchup is you have two-time champions going at it. And so no matter what, in the Magic Cup, we're going to have a two-time champion represented.
Yep, two-time champion. Mm-hmm. And the next match we have Johnny Oberg versus Dave Nanigate. What are your thoughts on this matchup, Doug?
This one's going to be interesting because Oberg, as of late, has come around and he's been putting up some major points. I think this is like his third or fourth week in a row that he's been either the top scorer or one of the top scorers. So him versus the top scorer of the whole league, I think this will be a very, very good game and we'll go down to the wire.
I think it will too. I think that's going to end up being the game of the week. I just have a weird feeling about this. So basically, for the people who are, well, they got knocked out, we have Brian versus Eric and Kevin versus Palmer. Now, is there a matchup there, Doug, that just jumps out saying like this is going to be a great game?
Not really. I mean, when you get to the consolation bracket, it's like... You always want that first win in the playoffs. That way you're guaranteed a top four spot. You could lose your next two matches and only get fourth. You can win or lose your first match and win your next two, and the top seed you can get is fifth. So when you look at it that way, there is no match that just surprises me or says, hey, this is going to be a great match, because essentially you're going for fifth place.
All right, Aaron, what are your thoughts on those two matchups?
What I was saying is I think that Brian and Eric is probably the biggest marquee match, most likely. Now, Andy, alternatively, we may have, after Thursday, it might be John versus Eric and Dave Nanigate versus myself.
What? Which would be interesting.
Is that a more exciting...
So you're saying it's going to be Oberg versus Pate in the Magic Cup Finals?
No. What I'm saying is, alternatively, let's just say If, for some reason, Hoofter gets a stat correction, Hoofter wins. And so what the next week's matchup will actually be Oberg versus Hoofter and Nanage versus myself, because we do the reseeding, for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to ask you, Doug, let me ask you, do you think that this is a more exciting potential matchup?
I think it is, just because of the fact that you have Hoofter and Oberg, who have no championships whatsoever, going at it, in which Hoofter could be a two-time going to the Match-A Cup. And, is this his chance for winning, or is it, another loss for him again? But we'll see.
Actually, I just want Oberg to win it all now. Because whichever one goes of John and Dave, like, I'm excited for, because, well, they never won it. And I'm going to be pissed if Hoofter was to go for some reason with stat corrections. If he was to go to the finals, I'd be pissed because I've only been there once.
So you would be mad because it's his second year in the league and he's made the playoff twice now and he's made it further than you both times. Is that what you're saying, Andy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm a little bitter. Just a little.
I do think it'd be interesting, though, if it was Pate versus Oberg, we would have the true champion of the Gold Helmet Black Star teams.
So they have true saint.
The true saint.
Okay.
Maybe they can bet on who doesn't get to keep their icon for the next year.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. So... Now, going on, should we talk about what happened in the bottom bracket, of course, the four losers, myself, Doug, Joe, and who else?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Boardman.
And Boardman. I beat Boardman. Barely.
Barely.
I got really lucky at the end.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Roddy White, for that touchdown. because of that, I beat him.
You should be thanking Julio Jones for going out with the hit point, or else he probably would have got it.
That is true. Yes, yes. Thank you, Julio. But yeah, so it's going to be myself. I don't know who won between Doug and Joe.
Yeah, who won? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's me, Boober.
Okay, so
I dominated again.
Okay.
I was going to say, Doug probably dominated. Him.
So it's Doug and I playing basically for a draft pick. I hope I win. Definitely, yeah, because I would like to pick my position. Either way, right now I'm actually just...
Do you want me to take you doggy style, or do you want to do it some other style?
Reverse cowgirl?
Whatever way
I just
you
don't
want to
look at you while it's going on.
Oh, okay. Alright. You're just going to take it.
I'm just going to have to take it, unfortunately.
I'm just going to lay there and take it.
But it'd be funny if I dominate you for some reason, and then, yeah. And then I'm like, well, call me whatever the guy from Fifty Shades of Grey is.
What?
Yeah, because like he's like, he dominates the women and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they take it.
So you actually read the book?
No, I'm just going by what the trailer is.
No, my friend read the book, guys.
Dude, but, okay, first off,
congratulations.
I read the audiobook. So then everyone who listens to it, that's my voice.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
You know, the thing that's strange, though, is remember when you two guys faced each other earlier in the season, Doug, you were so confident that you were going to dominate Andy, and then Andy smoked you.
Yeah, so, but then Doug knocked me out of the playoffs.
That is true.
And what did I do before that game also? I told everybody to rest assured I was going to beat Boober. I'm not going to say it this time, though, Boober.
So, and the thing is, too, you guys, potentially both of you could have been the eighth seed. I didn't see what your guys' point totals were, but would you have...
You didn't see my 252 points?
Oh, you did 252. So, Doug, you...
I had the third highest point total in the league this week.
So, you would have beat Pate, then?
I would have destroyed him.
Interesting. Interesting. And, Andy, did you have over 231?
I had 196, I think, or 198.
God. I thought you had 202.
So I would have beat Mushroom Stampers and the Chefs, which I would rather play Kevin in this case, so then I could send a picture of my balls to him. And
you put up the lowest points. I think maybe even Joe would have beat him. Like, that's how bad it was.
Actually, no. Hold on. Wait. I'm going to go check that real quick. I thought Joe had, like, 180. He had 189 this week.
Yeah, so Kevin
put he had 181.
The lowest points.
Joe would have beat you, Kevin. Joe.
Kevin finished 12th out of 12 people.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out.
No,
there.
That's probably the first time. You know, like, you know, the one thing that he always points out, he's never had a losing record. And that
maybe you should check his overall now.
Well, that's if you don't include the playoffs. So
that is true. That is true.
Because I think in the playoffs he has made, I want to say he's like 6-20 or something like that. He's horrible in the playoffs.
Well, that means he's won. You know, he went 3-0 last year in the playoffs.
That he did. He finally.
So he did.
Playoffs.
He did have this. If I can get it.
Reach.
He did have this bad boy that I have right here, which is the of course, since we're listening to a podcast, you definitely can see this. But It is the championship belt. I'm just letting these guys see it, considering Aaron may have the opportunity to hold this belt.
Yes, I get the belt. I don't get the A cup this year, unfortunately.
Nope. Which is, I think, more prestigious right now. Because it doesn't happen that much, but unless we're in the same division, it means something.
But we might be.
Yeah, we won't know until when are we doing this? The divisions get picked in April.
Well, we can pick them really whenever. It has to be picked by then. I think by March actually is when we have it set up. But realistically, when I'm back for Christmas, we can all get together and pull the names out of the hat and see what happens.
Well, we got to find out if we just got to talk to a couple, make sure everyone's going to still be in the league, and then we can go from there. Maybe we can
without everyone being in the league, and then we just, you know, move over who's not in. So,
but here is
Boardman had 197 points, by the way.
Wow! Yeah,
so, and I had 198 then, so I barely beat him.
Good for you!
Thank goodness. So I beat Boardman twice.
Although it
Uber, you had 203.
Oh, it went up? Fuck, yeah.
Yeah. See? So, Andy.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Pick'em's news, because something pretty important happened here.
Yeah.
And that was Doug made a lot of ground on Nanigay. And right now, we're looking at 141 Nanigay to 137 Doug. Doug, do you think that you are going to catch him?
It's going to be tough, and I've been watching the last couple of weeks of the picks that Nanigay and I have, and it's usually only one or two per week that we really differ on, and both of those games have come down to it, and it's like luckily the last couple of weeks I've been able to win. So it's hard though when you go forward. It's like, you know, do you take that chance of picking an upset to, or not even necessarily an upset necessarily, but do you take the chance on that like maybe 40 to 60 shot, do you take the chance on the 40% chance that you think the team's going to win, and or do you go with the 60% chance and just say, hey, I'm going to pick the winners and let it go as it is, or do I try to pick different from him just to gain ground? And I think I'm just going to try to pick the winners, and hopefully that's what's going to get me the eventual win.
You know what I hope happens here? I hope that it ends up being where Doug can actually win Pick'ems if he picks the right Super Bowl winner. And at that time, Dave and Doug picked different people who are in the Super Bowl. That would be awesome.
I'll go ahead and say that, I mean, if we get to a part where we're tied and it's going to the Super Bowl, I will we both can say who we're going to pick at the same time. And if it's the same, then you know what? I might even just take the difference just to say we have a split or a complete winner, because I don't want to have a tie.
Yeah, we had a tie for survival 1 year, so that wasn't too fun.
We've had a tie for survival a few years, actually.
Yeah.
Well, not where everyone was the champion. We had that problem.
Well, so for Pick'ems, we still have 3 full weeks left. And then we have the playoffs, which is, you know, 4-4, 2-1. But nonetheless, we still have 3 weeks of 16 different games. So I think that Doug has a pretty good chance here. He's only 4 down. You know, I'm 10 down, so I'm out of it. Hoofter has actually been picking pretty well. He's 6 down, so he could, you know, make a run at it. And same thing for you, Andy. You're only 6 down, so who knows what could happen.
Yeah, my Pick'ems have been bad lately, but oh well.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Now, for league Pick'ems, Andy, you're still in the league at 44, and Nanigay's at 43. I'm at 42. So Doug's right there at 39. But for the top three, though, you know, one or two games
pending. Pending a stat correction, or else I would have gone perfect this week.
Well, I ended up going perfect, which was really nice. This next week will see what happens. But Andy, do you think?
What's that, Aaron?
Do you think you're going to run away with the league pick-ems?
I hope so. Let me win something this year.
Well, there are 8 games left, Andy. So.
Yeah, I know. Just let me win something this year. Make me at least a little bit proud of something. I can't. My public leagues and all my public leagues, I'm out of the playoffs. And the one that pisses me off is that I just went out by points and by 2 points. And that's what pisses me off.
Aww.
And then one league, I was just dumb. And then like NFL.com league, I was out by it was under 10 points. And I was like, this is all but one league that I'm in. I'm actually in the playoffs, but I'm going to lose this week. There's no way I'm going to win. I'm going against the one guy and he has a fucking stacked team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So moving on to NFL news, Doug, I want to ask you in the NFC South, are we going to have a 7-9 team make the playoffs?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I don't know what the record's going to be, but I know it's going to be sub 500.
Well, the highest it can be right now is 500 because there are 3 games left, and all 4 teams are at under 5-8.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm saying that no team will get 3 wins in this last 3 weeks.
Mm. Do you think we could see a 6-10 team?
It's very, very possible.
If that happens, would you want a rule change to say that they don't get home field advantage or they don't make the playoffs, or what would you want?
I would say that they can still make the playoffs, but definitely take out the home field advantage aspect of it, because that is – the home field advantage should go to the people who have the best record. You work hard. You get into the playoffs. You know what? Give it. You can give that spot for the divisional leader to make it in, but they shouldn't get home field advantage.
I'm different on this. I think that you should get home field advantage, but I think there should be an asterisk by it. If you are under 500, then you do not get it. Then that's the only time that you would lose it. But if you're 8, for instance, if you're 8-8, you still get it. But if you're 7-9, you do not get it. I actually think that's BS. You should not be able to have home field advantage.
So you're saying at 7-9 they make the playoffs, but the team they face, which is probably going to be a 10-6 team, the 10-6 team would get the home field advantage.
Correct. Or have something where, if they have at least 3 more wins than that, something along those lines. Where if you have, like, for instance, if they're 7-9, they go in the playoffs, but the team they're facing has they're 10-6, then the 10-6 team should be able to host home field. Only, but that's only if that person is 7-9. Because 8-8 still, I don't know, what is the deal with the NFC South, by the way? It just seems like they can't win.
No, pretty much.
But
I think the one team that had a good chance of, I mean, they looked really good. Carolina looked really good against the Saints. And now Cam Newton goes and flips his truck.
Yeah, what happened with Cam Newton?
I don't know what the cause of the accident was, but I know that they said he rolled his truck on the bridge and that he has got some back injury that won't require surgery, but is going to keep him out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did look it up. It looked like he got T-boned, but people were saying that he had the right of way, but it was just one of those freak accidents. And I guess he didn't want to go to the hospital. They're like, no, you need to go to the hospital, because he wanted to go to the team doctors instead, but it was good that he went because
it's probably because the team doctors might be more qualified than
yeah, that's true. Or they'd be like, we'll shoot some cortisone in it. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Until the first hit that he takes done. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I did read a bunch of stuff up on it just recently, actually within the last hour. I didn't realize how bad it was, but I guess he hit. And it flipped his truck, and he climbed out the back window. So, I mean, that's brutal. I feel bad for him. And I guess he was right by the stadium. So that is the crappy – that's another crappy part about it. But
he's my quarterback.
But you know what the thing is? I thought Tuesdays was the day off. So that's why
it's non-contact. You can still go in and probably work out and watch video.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, very sad news, and it does stink for Aaron because that's his QB, and he's going against right now Dave. So
yeah, who has a stacked team because somebody like colluded with him.
Oh my gosh, I know because I you can ask Dave this. I told him that I hope he doesn't win, and I said I hope Aaron doesn't win. He goes, "Why?" I said, "I don't want someone to be a 3-time champion, and I have not won it once." And I told him, I go, it's nothing against you. I go, I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with my brother. I mean, he is blood too. But I don't want someone to say that they're a 3-time champion and then them go be like, so how many fucking championships do you have? 3? 2? 0?
Wait, how many do you have, Andy?
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Cam Newton.
Hey, Andy.
What?
How many times have you been in the Super Bowl, though?
Once.
Oh, okay.
So you're a one-time conference champion is what you're saying.
I'm a one-time conference champion to a guy who never checked his team, and then my team decided not to show up, and he checked his lineup, I think, a few minutes before basically game time. And because he did that, I lost. And he's like, oh, wow, I won. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. I wanted to win.
I think it is kind of funny that I tweaked my team shortly before this game, and I put in two people that were – told not to put in because of injuries, and I still put up 253 points. I had Rashard Jennings in, and I put in C.O. Moore, who was injured, which is kind of funny. I don't think I'm going on Twitter after only making one tackle and talking about how Colin Kaepernick is a punk.
Oh my gosh, I heard about that. One tackle.
Hey, but that was a glorious tackle.
He probably
I think it was on Kaepernick.
No, he probably pushed someone out of bounds, and that's how he got the tackle.
He probably didn't even touch him. He probably just ran out of bounds because he was nearby.
Yeah.
He got the Lance Fricks tackle.
Exactly. Yeah. What probably happened was that not what they should have Kaepernick should have said was, how many times did my guys pancake you? Is what really should be said. And it would've been funny if it was like 12. And then he's like, you're one tackle. You got one tackle and you got pancaked 12 times. Good job. Keep talking crap on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know who you can go pick up, Aaron?
Who's that?
It just announced him as a starter today.
Manziel.
Let's see who else is there.
Oh, I dropped a Drew Stanton for you.
I dropped Drew Brees for you.
Oh, really?
No.
No, he'll probably do.
Yeah, he didn't do shit anyways. 10 points.
That's what you need to do with a week. Whoever has the number one waiver wire is drop your stud on the week of the Super Bowl so that you can pick him back up. Everybody else will be like, oh, I got to get him.
Well, actually, Drew Brees is going up against the Bears. So, he'll probably have a spectacular game then.
Yeah, so Andy, you may beat Doug and then get to choose where you pick in the draft next year.
Yeah, but I'm still probably going to pick like 8th or 9th.
Well, actually, let me ask you both. Doug, if you win, where do you think you'll pick?
I'm going to probably still go with the number one spot.
What about you, Andy?
8 or 9. I don't think I can pick number one because it seems that every year the same shit keeps happening. The guys who are up top do not produce besides Adrian Peterson. But then this year, of course, he decides to beats his kid and then he's nothing. He's nothing then. But
well,
it seems like
about it.
I'd have to go for like Peyton Manning. But why even go that high and then wait for another guy, or I can get hit like 8th or 9th. And pick up Peyton Manning if I want to, or someone else, another quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, pick him up at that spot, and then it comes right back to me, and I can decide, do I want to go for a running back, or do I say, screw it, I want to get a couple wide receivers that are very consistent. Well, so that's what, or do I want to pick up J.J. Watts, knowing that my defensive end position's locked?
The first 5 picks, for the most part, were pretty solid. AP obviously beat his kid. You can't really expect that to happen, so take him out of the equation. The other 4, which were Charles, who has, he's done what he needs to do, and Nanigate was smart to get, handcuff him. And then you have Forte, who has also been consistent. McCoy has been a little – he was bad for a little while, but then he was good. And then who was the other one? Lynch.
Forte.
Forte, yeah, and then Lynch, who has been pretty consistent for the most part.
No, he hasn't. He was roller coaster. One week he would give me like 30 points, then he'd give me 10, then it'd be 20, then it'd be like 15. It kept going up and down, and then he had one breakout game. Right when I let him go, he had a breakout game.
Really?
How many points did he get that week?
I don't know, but he basically matched his touchdown total for the entire year in one game.
So
is it 60? Did he get you 60 points?
No.
So he did 30, 17, 34, 26, 9, you know, tough game, 13, 10, you know, three tough games in a row, 36, 51.
So he tore it up the 1 week, and then I was contemplating getting rid of him, and then I got a trade offer that actually I think did help me out.
I would have immediately traded with you. Like, if you told me, I would have countered with a better offer. You would have got a better draft pick out of me easily.
I wasn't really looking for the draft. The draft pick was a big thing, but I was looking at, I thought it was already a decent trade, but then I said, hey, I'll trade you Heath Miller because I didn't need him. So I figured, okay, I did the 1 week, but he got the same points as my guy. But I was like, well, let's do draft picks. I go, we'll just decide on that. And of course Lynch had to have a great game. And then I dumped him. And I probably should have actually. I mean, when I look back at it, maybe if I held on to him, it would have helped me. But when I look off points off those guys that I put in, yeah, 1 week I would have been forced to put Colston in, and that would have helped me. But it wouldn't have changed. I still won those games because I went on a winning streak right after that. So I wouldn't have gotten in with points.
Despite
anyways.
Your dumbness, you still won.
Yes, despite that.
I just want to have it reiterated that again.
But the guys that I had on my team at that time, it really wouldn't have mattered.
Well, you know, actually, come to think of it, Doug, since you're on here, can you explain to me how tiebreakers work?
Oh, this is really, really easy. Go to episode 100, that magical episode, and listen to it. And if you don't hear it the first time, you're going to hear it again and again and again. Hey, Boober, were you listening?
Hey, Aaron, how do tiebreakers work?
That's what I thought.
Gosh, that's look at that. That's Jared over there. He's beating the dead horse.
Hey, Boober, what are you projected to get this week?
I don't know.
Hey, Andy, do you want to see my balls?
No, I've seen small things already today. I looked at my penis. So
Yeah.
So
how's that working out for you?
Not very good. I cried a little. I'm projected to get 211.
211? Okay. I'm only projected to get 230.
So oh my gosh, dude. Drew Brees is projected to get 37.85 points.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
They're saying
it'll be more like 60.
They're saying three touchdowns for 341 yards. I can dig that. And he's gonna rush 1.2 times for 2.1 yards. I definitely can dig that.
Suck up.
And they're saying to play Colston. I don't know if I really want to play Colston. Oh, man.
Why not?
Because every time I play Colston, he sucks it up. Okay, well, if I want the Bears to win.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, if anything else.
And that helps out your defense.
Let's just say Doug wins. Let's say Doug beats you. He said he's going to take the first overall pick.
That's fine.
So you get the second choice. So you'll get your eighth pick then.
Yeah, that's fine. So, I mean, if he, because I guess.
So shoot for the moon.
Actually, regardless, I guess Doug's going to get the first overall pick next year.
Yay!
I mean, Doug can change his mind. You know, this isn't set in stone, but, you know.
Oh, man. Now I have a dilemma. Do I play Asiata or Williams?
Hey, Andy, can you tell me what makes a man?
I think you should play Williams.
What makes a man? Is it the power in his arms? Is it his quest for glory?
It is the big titties.
Now you're a man. 86 Productions and Section 86. Thanks for hosting and editing the podcast. They're men. Live it. Live it. All right. So for Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, are we done with the show?
Until next time?
Are we done with the show? We'll see you on the gridiron. Are we done now?
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy.
What?
Can you explain what happens in a tie?
Well, if there's a tie during...
Well, there's a mommy tie and a daddy tie. And sometimes when they love each other very much,
fuckers.
Or they get really drunk.
Then they put it in the pooper.
Aww.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah, but you spit on it first. You gotta spit on it first.
Oh, you know what's really fantastic is for the past 2 weeks in a row, Andy has forgotten to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions.
You didn't hear it?
No, actually, you cut out.
Oh, good, because I did.
Oh, damn it.
I did it. Yeah, you didn't have to listen to it, because I said, now you're a man, and thanks, 86 Productions, Section 86, for hosting Eddie the podcast.
Well, good thing that he forgot it last, which is fantastic. I feel like I win when Andy forgets.
We all do a little bit. So-